Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So there was some drama at a National Women's Day event when President Cyril Ramaphosa's security officials prevented an attempt to arrest him over the Farmgate scandal. While the president and his entourage received a warm welcome when entering the sports field outside Richmond in Midlands, members of a civil rights organization called Real Democracy, who had come to make a citizen's arrest of the president, were prevented by his security detail from executing the plan. I'd never heard of Real Democracy, and I wanted to understand who they are and what they were hoping to achieve. Shamila Patha is a member of Real Democracy. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning. And good morning to your precious listeners.
So good morning to you as well. The Real Democracy, tell us about the organization.
Okay, Real Democracy was established about a year ago. It's an NPO, basically fighting for truth and justice. We search for the truth in everything that happens in our country, especially on the political field. And as we are aware, there is so much of corruption, fraud, bribery, really things that affect every citizen in our country. So we just want to expose the truth. We don't just want to hear what the media tells us. We would like to investigate further and get to the bottom of everything.
What made you decide to try and conduct a citizen's arrest of the president? And just if you can give us some background, are we able to do that? Is that something that legally citizens are able to do?
Well, according to the Criminal Procedures Act, or it's Act 42 of the Criminal Procedures Act, that allows a citizen to make an arrest with the knowledge of a crime being committed. Either the crime is being committed in front of your eyes, so you're seeing somebody being hijacked, robbed, murdered, etc., or somebody breaking into a house. You can also, if you have information that a person has committed a crime and they're walking past, you know, whilst you stand there, it's a wanted criminal, you can make an arrest. There's various reasons. If people could just look at the Criminal Procedures Act, Section 42, it gives us a whole list of reasons why a citizen can make an arrest. And I believe that the word citizen in Latin actually means a policeman without a uniform. So we are all policemen without uniforms in this country.
So what made you focus on this particular allegation?
Well, it's not just one allegation. It's been quite a number of them, Howard. It started a while ago with his CR17 campaign, where he was accused of, paying bribes to people and judges, etc. And when that started, the mere fact that this man tried to hide his banking details and statements and got caught to steal them, it leaves a very bitter taste in your mouth. Why? Why would you want to hide something that you're being accused of? If you are innocent, bring your evidence forward and show the people. Be transparent. That is why you are sitting as a first citizen of this country. You're sitting in the highest position. You're supposed to be transparent. You took an oath to serve the country, to serve its people, for the well-being of the people. And there you go, hiding the simple thing as your banking statement.
So how do you choose which, because obviously you're not an organization of limitless means, how do you choose what you focus on?
I think the main reason why we chose to do this is we found that with the number of allegations against the first citizen of our country, and the fact that we have rising petrol and diesel prices, electricity problems, we are sitting in a position where our people on the ground are struggling. We are suffering to just put food on the table. And nothing really good comes out of our parliament. Nothing really good comes out from our president with the COVID drama, or should I say the false COVID lockdown that we had that put many people in distress. It was a whole series of things that made us realize that we've got to start from the top to start cleaning out what is evil and wrong with our society and with our government, with the people that are supposed to be guiding us and leading us into a better life. We're not getting a better life. We've been waiting for it for many, many, many years since the birth of democracy. it's just ridiculous that we allow this person to, or these people, rather the NEC the whole ANC, you know, to continue taking us down this path of this complete destruction. If we think about the future of our kids, and I have two beautiful kids that will be living in this country for the rest of their lives, I'm sure. What are we going to give them when we pass on? What are we leaving behind? A mess. So we've decided to do the first citizen, or the person that is actually in charge of the laws and everything, you know, all the decisions that we make that affects us as citizens. We start with him. Well, there will be others that will follow, but he is the head.
And unfortunately, that's all we have time for. We'll keep following your story, no doubt. It is 8:42. I'd love your reaction, your thoughts, too. That was Shamila Patha, who is a member of Real Democracy. They tried to make a citizen's arrest of the president on Women's Day.